today's words of wisdom. The International Human Rights Conference will be presented in Formosa and Mandarin, with subtitles in Arabic, overseas of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
Formosa, Taiwan. The Portuguese是 village 的意思。位于宽太平洋海线，也就是地震区的西边。因为地震陆地运动不断进行，形成岛上雄伟高山、山峦、平原、盆地、海岸线，和一挂奇特景观。
差不多有18,400多种野生生物住伫岛内，其中20%以上是罕见。或者是特别绝种的生物。
福尔摩沙虽然是一个小岛，上天却赐予一连串惊奇壮丽自然景观。阿基哥山顶加原住民部落，秘密的山脉、美丽水墙、加精雕雕刻的石庙，
感动到因的信心，甲对内在天高地势。以及开会新的卡邦，青海无常师主任福尔摩沙就到这的众多邀请，分享伊的智慧甲真知远见。
2007年年初，青海无常师回应着世界会会员成立的卡邦，参加新年庆祝活动，甲来自全世界差不多100名的世界会会员以及贵宾。在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年古历新年。
1994年6月2日，福尔摩沙台湾台北举办国际人权大会，青海无常师在会中获颁世界领导主义领袖奖，以及被聘请为世界人权人民英语总顾问。这项殊荣由国际人权人民主席芭芭拉·芬奇以及世界文化交流协会执行长丹凤根颁奖。
现在邀请您收看国际人权大会这场青海无常师莅临的盛会。
Supreme Master Cheng Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction.Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Yes, please.
Excuse me. Can we arrange with the country where they have their meeting there and join together?Submit the proposal to UN, United Nations.
Yes.
As the United Nations arrange with all the member countries, how many people you can accept? You can accept 7, 10, 20, and what kind of people you can accept? Because United Nations, they are in a position to do that. And also, they have the power to do that.
Yes.
Because according to the regulations of the human right, they should do it.
I know.
Definitely, they have to do it.
I know.
In that case, I suppose that's the right way, because the United Nations, they arrange with all the countries.
Right.
It is very easy, much better than we are privately.
Right. We ask the United Nations, please bless us with your...support. Find a country for us, and then we finance everything. No answer.
No, what I mean is join such countries to send them official proposals.
Fine, you go and talk to all these government heads, because I don't have that many connections. Yes, many human rights organizations have already requested the United Nations a similar suggestion as you have proposed.
They send their official proposal to the United Nations?
I do. I send many times.
But not privately. Join such countries. Together.
Well, if I know them, I will. These people who come from different countries today are mostly not governmental personnel. They came from their goodwill, from their own ideal that they try to help. You see, to try to talk to 74 countries of the United Nations is a great task, and you will find that many doors closed.
In case the United Nations they don't take this job, this all the members.
We can only try. I know. We can only try and try and try. And now there are many countries who don't belong to United Nations. They have no obligation to United Nations. They have no obligation to the CPA program. So we hope that these countries just help the refugees. And I hope they do it with the heroic spirit to do things that other people cannot do. But still, it is a hope. You know, I think Taiwan accept the Vietnamese refugees are the most convenient and appropriate, because Taiwanese people need a lot of workers also. And also, as you have heard that from legislator Ling, many Taiwanese immigrate to another countries. So if we accept refugees inside, it's a kind of balance. It's no problem about that. Our land is not that small. There's so many places the people don't live there. So many islands also. We can give the Vietnamese people the land that the Taiwanese do not want. It's something, and then they can develop that land into a useful place. They don't have to stay in Taipei and camp next to the presidential palace. They can go anywhere in Taiwan.
Thank you, Master. I don't know if this is a question, but I also feel very frustrated, especially because I work at the United Nations, and I see that instead of really helping world peace, which it was meant to, people
yes.
are caught up in the bureaucracy of paperwork
right.
and the internal rivalries, and especially the High Commissioner is set up her purpose in just repatriating the Vietnamese refugees, and they're set up in that, and they're not really open to any suggestion coming
right.
from you or from any, and so
even self-funded, even
right.
self-funded.
So what is on our part to do? I mean, is it so bad for the Vietnamese to return to Vietnam? There is no chance in there, because I see that they're set up and they will not
turn around
and
yes.
listen to your offers that are, you're not even asking for money. I mean,
right.
you're taking care of the whole situation.
Yes.
How is it that we can come about and surpass the bureaucracy of the United Nations? Is sort of stuck and enables us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not a question, but it's like I just wanted
yes.
to share my frustration, and I am deeply moved by the conference and the movie and all that, and you brought me to tears also, and so I just wanted you to know how I feel.
I understand that as a good human being, you must feel very frustrated working in there. But you stay there. Better there are some good person like you in the UN. Just stay there. Maybe your voice, add one more voice to the minimum voice. And maybe it works. Maybe some ears will listen one day.
Well, what I wanted to see is maybe if you have like an NGO organization, this the World Cultural or something, that if they could come to the NGOs, because at least my department, the Department of Humanitarian Affairs, twice a week invites NGOs
mm-hmm.
to propose, and And I would like to see if that could happen. You
fine,
know?
Fine. If you think it's worth, so I consider to go there again.
Okay.
You see, your view is shared by many of the good United Nations personnel. Last month, within 1 week, some like 10 UN personnel in Hong Kong resign because they do not agree with the policy of the UN in Hong Kong. Also, they cannot stand by and watch the suffering of the refugees whom they are supposed to protect and whom they are paid by the whole world to protect. They are not working there for free. They are paid to do their job, and they don't do it. So nearly 10 of them resigned within 1 week after the bloody raid of the 7th of April 1994. So you are not the only one that feel frustrated about your boss policy. Nevertheless, you don't need to resign. You stay there and do what you can to awaken the conscience of the supposed to be very good organization. It's meant to be good. It's originated to be good as any organization. If it's going too long, people forget about their humanity, forget about their noble purpose. They just remember bureaucracy. They just remember power. And that is what bad about any organization. That's why the United States have the president only 4 years. After an organization is formed and a lot of finance flows into it, and the people who has only power and no wisdom try to decide the fate of other human beings, things about to go wrong. Therefore, the only solution for the United Nations is to practice meditation, to vow to help mankind, to eat vegetarian, to be a good person, etc., etc. Maybe then they will be wise and they can serve the world the way they would like to serve, the way they are meant to serve. Okay? But as I'm saying it, I don't know if it will come true. It's very difficult to tell the highly positioned people.
Yes. Pastor Jinghai, as you know, we have you on Radio for Peace International and have done some live interviews with you.
Yes.
And we are working out a plan now to do something at least once a week, which you will hear about. We're going to try to design a plan to have a program once a week, but not try to create more work for you. My point, however, is in relationship to what this lady said, is one of the things I don't think has been done enough of is the story getting out and repeating it over and over. I think, quite frankly, that some of these people can be embarrassed into action if necessary. And that may be what we have to do. We present them the facts over and over to the point where they cannot any longer deny it. And I think this is one tack that we may have to take. But to do this, we need the cooperation of every person in this room, in the press, to make sure the whole world hears and understands the problem and what individual people can do about it. What do you think of this kind of thinking?
Oh, yes. This is one of the important points. We could try that. Of course, the mass media is very, very important. Very important. They have helped to create kings, and they have helped to drag down many lousy government heads. So I think they could help to remind those organizations and governments like United Nations to remember their foremost duty, what they are paid for, what they are expected to do. You can broadcast my tape without me having to run every day to Costa Rica.
You know? We love you to come to Costa Rica.
I will come one day.
The point is that with mass communication, is we either use it for our good or it's used against us. And I think that's a challenge to all of us. One of the things that occurs to me with United Nations Radio, for example, since we at Radio for Peace International have the United Nations News, we in fact can put programs on United Nations News about this very subject from within. And United Nations Radio in New York will hear United Nations News about this very subject. I think there may be little back doors that we have to search for.
Doesn't matter what doors.
And we need to be clever. Yes. And intuitive, I think.
As long as there's a door, open it, yes. Fine, thank you very much. It's very, very practical. Thank you. So we have so many radios, chief manager, you know, radio chief programmer here in this room. So I hope they will listen to your wise advice and do it, all right, including your own. And any material you need from us, we can record it for you, for my own residence, and then send it to you. Because I could not be anywhere at the same time. Well, my disciples say I could, but I don't know about that. please, yes. Vous.
Maître Suprême, vous avez une vue et trois propositions qui sont tellement généreuses, qui sont tellement humanitaires et d'une façon très vaste, parce que ça englobe tout le problème des 60 000 réfugiés restants. Mais, Maître, vous savez mieux que quiconque que quand vous demandez le départ ou bien l'installation de ces 60 000 réfugiés, quand ils auraient seulement le statut de réfugié. Or, jusqu'ici, selon le PAG, la Convention globale, signée par 72 nations, seul celui qui a déjà reçu le statut de réfugié
pourrait être le cas. Je sais bien. Oui.
Deuxièmement, vous voyez bien comme le RCR, avec ses 72 signataires nationales, il a déjà la légitimité. Comme son autorité ne pourrait être entamée si par hasard il renie, il refuse ce qu'il a fait jusqu'à maintenant, alors ce sera dur, très dur pour que le prestige du RCR en tant que des Nations Unies. C'est dans ce contexte et avec cet esprit, je crois que je me permets de vous présenter une petite solution qui est le premier pas et qui va, c'est-à-dire que soutenir vos propositions et peut-être bientôt ça pourrait compléter vos propositions.
Je n'ai pas de question à vous poser. Nous sommes deux à venir de Paris. Paris,
c'est la liberté.
Le droit de l'homme et de la liberté.
C'est vrai.
Je voudrais d'abord vous remercier parce que vous nous avez appris pendant ces quelques jours où nous sommes restés avec vous que Dieu n'était pas au ciel, mais sur la terre.
C'est vrai.
Dieu, c'était nous. C'était
dedans.
Vous. C'était chacun de nous. Chacun de nous avait une parcelle divine en lui. Je n'ai pas de question à vous poser, maître. Ce que je vous propose, dans 5 heures, en direct, depuis Taipei, nous ferons une émission de radio sur Ici et Maintenant. Et si vous voulez venir avec nous parler à la France, nous vous offrirons 800 000 auditeurs.
Mais bien sûr.
Merci.
Mais bien sûr. Je vous remercie aussi. Je vous remercie pour votre présence ici et je vous remercie pour votre être jusqu'à maintenant. Vous êtes très gentil, comme tous les gens français. Hein?
Maître, quand j'avais M. Plater au téléphone, il faudrait dire que votre action, votre manifestation à Hong Kong les a beaucoup, c'est-à-dire, affectés. Il était très, très secoué par votre manifestation.
C'est vrai.
Mais seulement, devant cette assemblée de 72 nations, il ne pourrait pas reculer. Voilà le problème là. C'est dans ce contexte, maintenant, il faudrait chercher à faire quelque chose à Bangkok. C'est-à-dire qu'il faudrait que la réunion technique à Bangkok reconnaissent que la sélection est injuste et arbitraire. Là, c'est le premier pas. Le deuxième pas, si l'injustice est reconnue dans la sélection, alors là, on devrait réexaminer les cas. C'est le deuxième cas, le deuxième pas. Le troisième pas, le dernier pas, on voudrait leur demander ou bien de réexaminer tous les cas des 60 000 restants. Mais dans ce cas, je crois que c'est un peu trop dur pour eux. Et c'est un peu irréalisable, maître, parce qu'ils ont seulement 6 mois devant eux.
Mais si je demandais pour 300 personnes, c'est injuste pour les autres, pour le reste des Vietnamiens.
Oui, maître suprême, vous savez...
Il faut demander trop et peut-être on vous donne un petit peu, c'est ça.
Voilà, nous avions demandé, d'après vos conseils, nous avions demandé, comme vous, maître, le 14 février. Or, ils nous ont accordé de venir dans les camps et de choisir quelques victimes. Alors, ils vont réexaminer d'une façon, c'est-à-dire de l'appassement du harcière avec son pouvoir discrétionnaire. Et tant qu'il y aura l'accord sur reconnaissance de l'injustice, on devrait réexaminer les cas injustes.
Ça va. Vous écrivez tout ce que vous avez me dit et après je vais reconsidérer. Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire?
Voilà, maître suprême, j'ai déjà écrit cette lettre.
Bien, bien, bien.
J'ai envoyé à tous les 28 membres du comité directeur. Et ce soir, je vous prie encore,
c'est bien,
soir,
c'est bien. Merci.
D'engager nos mass médias.
Merci, je vous remercie. Sorry, can I translate all this? He was telling me what approach to take in order to help the Vietnamese refugees more actively with the United Nations. We have to influence the United Nations extra, because on the 2nd of June they will have a meeting again in Bangkok, and he believes that more violence will be used against the Vietnamese refugees who are not voluntarily or repatriate to Vietnam. So I said to him, I do not believe this will happen after we have voice international opinion over the violence. But he say, because I heard that the 2nd June meeting in Bangkok was only to reconsider whether the Vietnamese refugees could be allowed to stay in Taiwan or not. Therefore, we did not plan to protest. We plan to support. And I plan to go to Thailand to talk to the government if I can. I supposed to go, and now I heard that their government has some little problem, so it's cancelled. It's always something. It's always something. I supposed to have an appointment with the Prime Minister of Thailand this week, and then now I cannot because they have some problem, political problem. It's unstable something, so it's cancelled. You see? But nevertheless, I thought they reconsider the Vietnamese refugees' problem. But at least I think they will consider the children, he said, the children, the minor children who has parents abroad already, or the separated couples, thing like that. So I'd say it's better than nothing. They already improved in their humanitarian standard. And maybe they can improve further.
My question is, suppose we have a country in the world, they welcome the Vietnamese refugee from all over to develop their country. And you have the financial ability to do that. And if the United Nations did not allow them to go over there,
right?
So what we have to do? And do you think that all we come here today, we can do something for that problem? And I really want to bring this subject today because we come from different country, different from the organization. And I think that is the main problem, because the place to go and the financial ability, I think you can do it. But another problem, we have to fast to eat. If the United Nations did not allow them go to over there. So what we have to do?
Hong Kong already have written to me in a letter saying that my program trying to take the refugees out of Hong Kong, you know, the so-called non-refugees, immigrant, they label them economic. But as you know already, 5,000 years, nobody run away from the country because of poverty. So now, I have written to the government. Many times they refused. For example, one time Bahama wanted to accept the refugees. There is a letter from the Prime Minister of Bahama. And then Hong Kong asked, at that time, they, of course the bureaucracy takes a long time. And until Hong Kong considered it, that Prime Minister is out. So Hong Kong told us, we have to go to Bahama, talk to the new Prime Minister, and get a new letter. Well, you know what? How difficult it is for us to have an interview with any Prime Minister at all as a private citizen and a small group. But nevertheless, we did. We run back again to Bahamas, try to find connection, and so on, so on, so on, so on, and then found the Prime Minister. But then the Prime Minister at that time was pressured. So of course the negotiation failed. That is one thing. And last month I have written to Hong Kong government. I say, now I found a country, I do not name it, that want to accept the refugees. So can you tell us how to proceed in order to take the refugees out of Hong Kong? They wrote to me, they say, this is out of question. You cannot do it. It's against the CPA. That means I cannot do it. Whether there is a country or not, Hong Kong will not let people go. So in these last few weeks, I'm thinking hard, what is the next step to do? Now that you ask me, I haven't found out an answer yet, except rising international attention, asking for their signature to support the Vietnamese refugees so that if a country accept them, Hong Kong will let them go. That's the only thing I can do at the moment. Next step, I do not know yet. Besides, we can only do our best. You know what I mean? I can only do my best according to my ability, my time, and my physical fitness. Whatever happens, well, this is up to our world people. They have to decide how to live with each other. They have to decide how to face their own conscience. The rest is not up to me. All right? Please.
You know, when we were in Paris demonstrating, we have found out that the people, common people, are very responsive.
Yes.
They understand the situation.
Right.
They feel touched.
Yes.
And we were very surprised, as a matter of fact, because when we talked to the medias, I mean the big medias, politicians, people in the ministries and so on, and including ONGs, including people who are supposed to take care of this problem, we found out that these people are helpless. I mean, it's not possible to go ahead.
Right.
So I think that maybe one positive thing also is that in Europe, due to the war in Yugoslavia and the way the United Nations are dealing with this problem, and also in Rwanda also, there was a kind of wave of miscontentment regarding the United Nations, and it becomes clear that they are not able to face their responsibilities. So maybe if we succeed in doing more demonstrations, more people in the street on a regular basis, maybe we can change things a little bit. But for that, we need coordination, and we need a strong instruction from you to coordinate, to get in touch with ONGs systematically, not only ONGs, but also associations, common associations who are willing to support this cause.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, yes, yes. We will get in touch and work with each other continuously, not only tonight. And whatever information we have, we will fax to you, and we always need your support. for sure. Thanks very much for coming such a long way. Being not even my friends or my disciples or anything in the near. Thank you, the French people. All right. If you are all satisfied with our program and our answers, then you are free. You are liberated. And please stay in touch and support us in your spirit until these unfortunate people found a home. Just pray for us even, we'll do. Thank you. 谢谢大家，谢谢各位议员，就那个国大代表留到现在，我非常感谢今天打招呼会，求上帝帮助你们两个，多谢多谢啊。
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
请继续收看武雄师电视台，愿上帝加持甲恩典，予恁心彩飞扬。
It has been a pleasure to have your kind-hearted company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is music and poetry, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit glow brightly with the blessings and grace from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.